That's Kim Karas, the executive director of Foodwell Alliance. She made the announcement to a room of more than 50 people as they kicked off phase one of the program.
But East Point was so innovative, so forward-thinking about how growers and gardens and farms and fruit trees and composting and soil can play a role in the future of your city.
Now, both Foodwell and East Point will embark on a year-long journey. It involves community engagement meetings, then working with the Atlanta Regional Commission to turn those meetings into an actual plan and then implementing it, with an investment of up to $75,000. The hope is to have something tangible in place by next July. But how did the city of 35,000 residents make it into this program? Well, you can thank Sissy Lang. I caught up with her at the city's farmers market, which she manages. She's lived in East Point for 54 years and is one of two residents to nominate the city for Foodwell's program. She says she started to notice how developers were gobbling up land in the metro region and didn't want that to be the story for her community.
So my concern is that, you know, we save some of these spaces, that we use these spaces in a really smart way. You know, if we're going to build something, let's make sure that there's green space adjunct to it.
That's one goal of the program, to change how the city views its green space and unused land. Another, community building. Just ask Tanisio Cianima. He runs Nature's Candy Farms, but recently changed it to an orchard with a focus on stone fruits like peaches and nectarines. Cianima says having more urban farms will allow people to have a deeper connection with their dinner plates.
And then, of course, again, just having a more authentic relationship with food. So if you're able to see the individual who grew it, and you can really feel their personality and their principles and understand where they come from, well, it makes you also give that same level of value to the food.
But he says growing more food locally goes beyond just nutrition and fewer pesticides. And that's what he wants city officials to notice.
It will become a strong driver of other ancillary activities. It again becomes a crime reducer. It becomes a tool for anti-recidivism. It becomes a tool for a community gathering.
East Point's mayor, Dina Holiday Ingram, agrees. She says the agriculture plan could be the solution to food access for certain residents. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, large parts of East Point are home to low-income residents with little access to grocery stores, meaning they live more than a half mile away and don't have a car. Ingram says they've been struggling to get grocery stores to come to town, even though residents want one.
They're asking us, what are we doing? And we're like, we're trying. And they said, okay, well, we'll empower ourselves.
She says it's also on them to develop a plan that's sustainable. So what's next? Residents will get the rest of the year through focus groups and interviews to tell Foodwell Alliance and their partners what they're looking for. Then, by next July, East Point and Foodwell will be ready to unveil and implement the city's first agriculture plan. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in East Point.